The sense of smell will also be tormented. How painful to be confined in a close room along with a putrid corpse. Out of their carcasses, says the prophet Isaiah, shall rise a stink. The damned must remain in the midst of so many millions of the reprobate, who, though forever alive to pain, are called carcasses on account of the stench which they send forth. Saint Bonaventure says that if the body of one of the damned were placed on this earth, it would, by its stench, be sufficient to cause the death of all men. Miserable fools, the greater the number of the damned in hell, the more insufferable will be their torments. There, says St. Thomas, the society of the reprobate will cause not a diminution, but an increase of misery. Their sufferings are more intolerable on account of the stench, on account of the shrieks of the damned, and on account of the narrowness of the place. In hell, they will be one over the other, like sheep gathered together in the winter. They are, said David, laid in hell like sheep. They will be even like grapes pressed under the winepress of God's wrath. And he treaded the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God the Almighty. From this will arise the pain of immobility. Let them become immovable as a stone. Thus, in whatsoever position the damned will fall into hell after the last day, in that they must remain, without ever changing their posture, and without ever being able to move hand or foot, as long as God will be God.